Women's rights debate. Today's question: who was the most important to the early women's rights movement?
Until doing research for this debate, I didn't know anything about women's rights. I was surprised to learn that there was a time when women could not vote. There were many women who were willing to defy society to win this right. But in my opinion, Alice Paul was the most important person in the history of women's rights. She organized the National Women's Party, protested outside the White House, and even went on hunger strikes. Thanks to her valor and efforts to gain support for women's right to vote, in 1920, Congress finally passed the 19th Amendment to the Constitution. It said you could not be denied the right to vote because of your gender.
If Joaquin had done more research, he would have realized that the fight for women's rights began long before Alice Paul. I reserve the right to offer a slightly different answer to the question. There were two people who were equally important to the movement, Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. In 1851, when these women first met, girls couldn't go to college, and they certainly weren't eligible to vote. At one of their first meetings, Stanton shared with her new friend something she'd written about equal rights. Soon after, the women began to converse often and to work tirelessly for the vote. Although Stanton and Anthony were very different people, they each had great strengths. Anthony was unmarried. Stanton was a married mother of eight. While Stanton was home with her children, Anthony made speeches and met congressmen. Because Anthony didn't want Stanton to feel the limitation of her situation, she sometimes helped with the maintenance of Stanton's home so that Stanton could travel. For Anthony, no sacrifice was too great for the cause. These women were obstinate and let no obstacle stop them. Women didn't get the vote until 1920, but it wouldn't have happened without the efforts of these two great women.